Unit 12, Exercise 9. Sleep. Where would we be without it?
Believe it or not, there is a World Sleep Day. This year, its slogan was, Sleep well, grow healthy.
Scientists don't know exactly why we need sleep, but one thing they do know is that if we didn't sleep, we'd die. It's as though we need a period of time each day when we don't have to process lots of new information. Our brains can go into shutdown mode, and we experience a different sort of reality. Most people sleep for about a third of their lives, that is, about 7 hours a day. Of this, 55 to 60% is light sleep, then 15 to 25% is deeper sleep, and 20 to 25% is rapid eye movement, REM, sleep. In REM, your body relaxes completely, but your brain is awake. Dreams occur in all stages of sleep, but REM dreams are the most lively and colorful. They are the ones we try to hold on to when we first wake up, but the harder we try, the quicker they disappear. However, there are some people who never sleep. They suffer from a rare illness called fatal familial insomnia. Michael Cork, a music teacher from Chicago, suffered from this. He died in 1993 at the age of 42, having not slept for 6 months. He didn't even sleep when doctors tried to put him in a coma. Sleeplessness has always been fatal. The Romans killed Macedonian King Perseus in 165 BC simply by keeping him awake. We don't need sleep. Some people boast about how little sleep they need. Thomas Edison slept for 3 to 4 hours a night. He said, "A man doesn't need any sleep." British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said it was a weakness to need more than 4 hours of sleep. Napoleon took short naps on his horse. Similarly, Alexander the Great didn't sleep much at night, but prepared for battle by taking daytime naps. The American DJ, Peter Tripp, set a record in 1959 when he stayed awake for 201 hours in a glass studio in Times Square, New York. However, most people believe that a good night's sleep makes you feel better. It is said that in 600 BC, Epimenides the Wise, one of the seven wise men of Greece, slept for 57 years. When he woke up, he became wise. And there is the story of a Frenchman who, when asked why he had murdered his wife, replied truthfully, "She woke me up, so I killed her." We know that if we didn't sleep at all, we would die. But do we need to sleep so much? Or do we just like to sleep? Who really knows?
While I sleep, I have no fear, nor hope, nor trouble, nor glory. Sancho Panza, Don Quixote, by Miguel de Cervantes.